Okay. How did the Gemara again evolve over here with the topic of Maisa Shabbos, on the Vashal of the Shabbos? Because the Gemara quoted the topic of Dalad Dehei. Where is Dalad Dehei? From Baba Kama, from Derek Merubah. Dalad Dehei is that there's a difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan. Only a Ganav pays Kefal, a Gazlan does not pay Kefal. And then a Ganav, if he stole Shor Vaseh, and Tovach HaMachar, then not only does he pay Karabi Kefal, he has to pay Dalad Dehei. So that din only applies if Tovach, if he did Takah Shechita. What if he did the Shechita Shechit Lavad Zora, or he was Shechit, what were the cases? Shechit Lavad Zora, Shechit B'Shabdus. So that ought to become Leidu V'Rab Minei. So it sounds from the Braisa that like that's a machlekes satanoin. Where they say kom lebi de rab minei. How can it be a machlekes where they say kom lebi de rab minei where the misa partas from mamin? Isn't that the original pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim? Im yosin yeh, im lo yosin anish yonish, haim yosin yeh. So you don't pay. Isn't that the pasuk kom lebi de rab minei? So the Gemara says, Rabba says, where's Rabba again? The last line on Lamed Aleph, I'm now going over to Lamed Aleph on the base, the top of Lamed base. He says that pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim tells us that the Chi of Misa partas from the Mevelodis. There are three types of Tashlumen, there's Mammon, there's Knas, and there's Kapara. So that pasuk, the Mevelodis, that's not Knas. That's either Mammon or it's Kapara, whatever it is, but it's not Knas. Masheni can hear the machlekes Reb Meir and the Chachamim by Tovach Lavid Zora, a shechet b'Shabbos is, do you say kom lebi de rab minei that the chi of misa patas from knas? The Reb Meir says that knas is chidush shechit shatar b'knas, that you don't apply kom lebi de rab minei to knas. The pasuk only goes that kom lebi misa patas from mamon and misa patas from kapara, maybe. Taisus says, we discussed that Taisus on Laman on the base. Where was it? Chav Tesam base. Laman on the base. Tosis gave six, we checked all the Gemara, there were six nafkaminas. So one of the nafkaminas was that kom lebi de rabbinei does not pater from kapara. Okay. So the pasuk says kom lebi de rabbinei paters from mevelodas. So obviously it's not kapara and it's not knas, it's mammon. Mammon de baal, it's mammon. So kom lebi de rabbinei paters from mammon. But Ramei holds that it doesn't pater from knas. And the Chachamim say it does pater from knas. That's the machlekes. Rabba learns the machlekes, Ramei and the Chachamim, in the Braisa on Lamed Dalet on the base. Isn't it? Where is it? Lamed Gimel on the base. The Braisa is Lamed Gimel on the base. Machlekes Ramei and the Rabbanim. By Gona v'Tovach b'Shabbos, Gona v'Tovach l'Avoy d'Zorah, the machlekes is in Hilchas Kom Levi de Rabbinei, where the Kom Levi de Rabbinei misa paters from Mammon when the Chi of Mammon is knas. Because Rabbi says that it's not talking Tavech HaYideyachin, no. But Tavech HaYideyatzma, he did it. And the Machlekes is whether you apply Kom Levi de Rabbinei. But Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis do not learn like that. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish quotes Rabbi Yochanan, he quotes all the whole Chavrai, or the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. They all said the same shot in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Braise, the Machlekes, Ramei and HaChachamim Ba'Gobah, Gona V'Tovach Lavei de Zora. Gona v'tovach b'Shabbos has nothing at all to do with kom lebi de rabbinei, because talking tavech haideyacher, it's talking about that yeshu leich ledvar aver. This is one of the three exceptions to the rule that yeshu leich ledvar aver by dalad behei. So it has nothing to do with kom lebi de tavoz b'shteita machlekes. So what are they fighting about? So the Gemara introduces on the top line of lamed dalad and aleph the machlekes is shchita sheni ruya. And that's not such an obscure machlekes that appears, and we sometimes paschal like that. That Reb Shimon Shchita, that Shchita Sheni Ruya, Lav Shmo Shchita. Shchita Sheni Ruya means you shechta an animal which is a treifa, so it's going to be osa b'achila. It'll be muta b'anah, it'll be osa b'achila.
According to Rava, so then the question on Reb Meir by Vito, right? Does that still hold? That's still a kasha?
Yeah, Rabbah cannot learn like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish claims that the Mishnah goes like Reb Meir.
So he says our Mishnah now.
Not like Reb Meir, right? The Gemara is going to say, hold your breath. The Gemara has that on the next daf. Where was that on? Alam Dalar on the base. Alam Hamid base. The Gemara says that. The Rabba cannot hold like Rish Lakish, because the Mishnah is talking about the Einus and Mefata money.
According to Rabba, what's Sharniskal doing in the Brisa?
Sharniskal is good because it's also Bachila. Also Bachila, so it's a Shchita Shein Ebruya.
Well, according to Rabba, though, that it's according
to Rabba, that it's Kamla Bidi Rabbin. According to Rabba, I mean, there never was a machlokes on Sharon Niskal. There never was a machlokes. The only chiddush is what Tosis pointed out, that even though you can't sell it, machor ain't a machor, but still if you shecht it, you achai. You shouldn't think mistakenly that any animal that the ganav can't do machar, so he's not chayv on tovach either. That was the machlokes of Yechna Vish Lokesh and Bava Kamet Afayin Zayinam in base that the Tosis quoted.
The Gemara says Ashara, so... And it was excluding Shabbos, so it has to be a
machlokes
about
it. The Gemara says that what? Machlokes does not apply to Shabbos. Right, only
so
applies to the other two
there
cases.
Is a machlokes about Sharniskal.
Mm, and according to. It's about Sharniskal is a good machlokes. About Shchitah Sheini Ruya, right? And according to Rabbah, the machlokes only applies to the other two cases, it doesn't apply to Sharniskal. You're right? Machlokes doesn't really apply to all three, right? So again, so what did the Gemara say? There is a big machlokes of Shimon and Chachamim regarding shchita sheni bri. When you shechta a treifa, that the shchita is metar midei nevela, the shchita is chal to be metar midei nevela, but it's not mata b'achila. So that's a machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanan. They call that shchita sheni bri a shma shchita or lav shma shchita. The fact that it is a shchita vis-a-vis letar midei nevela, that shows a shma shchita just has an isar achila. Or they say, no, lav shma shchita. That's a machlokes. So sometimes we pass on like Reb Shimon. The shchita sheni bri, lav shma shchita. Where is that? So the Mishnayis, the Gemara there in Chulin points out, the Mishnayis were edited by Reb Yudah Nasi. So he wrote it in such a way that we should pass on like Reb Shimon, this in Yerudah like that, by Kisei Adam. That there's no mitzvah Kisei Adam if shochat v'nimtzis treifa. Because the pasuk says, So since it says Hashem Yochel, that means only a shchita haruya, muta b'achila. If you shecht an animal that's a treifa, even though in kolat arukula shchita shein ruya, shma shchita, it is called shchita. When you get to the mitzvah of osu es b'no, when you get to the din of dalet v'hei, but not when you get to the din of kisi adam, because since it says Hashem Yochel. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi, the editor in the Mishnayis, made a compromise that we paskan like Reb Shimon when it gets to Kisei Adam because of the mashmoes of the pasuk. Asher Yochel, fine. So the Gemara says that if you hold that it's talking shechet ad the yacher and it's not an issue of kom lebi the Rabbi at all, so the machlekes Rabbi and the Chachamim is whether shchita sheni bri or shma shchita. So the Gemara says this is niche by two cases. Because that's Tikruvus Avodizorah and Issa Deraisa. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. That's what Tosas and Bava Kama raises a major issue. Where is there a Pasuk in Chumash that says Tikruvus Avodizorah and Issa Deraisa? It's a Pasuk in Tehillim. Vayochle Zivchem Mesim, just like Mesim, Zasa Bachil, Asa Bano, so too Tikruvus Avodizorah. So Pasuk in Tehillim is a Din Deraisa. So Tosas has difficulty. It's two opinions in Tosas. Questionable. But the simple reading of the Gemara seems to imply that that Tikruvus Avodizorah is an Issa Asa Bachila Menator. Forget about Hano. It's Asa Bachila Menator. Shochet and Shara Niskal. For sure, it's Asa Bachila Bano Menator. That the Gemara has a drasha. A pasuk. V'lo ye yochel es besar. Even if you shechte, v'lo ye yochel es besar. But what Maisa Shabbos? Hamavashel b'Shabbos. Hashechet b'Shabbos. That you're not allowed to eat it sometimes. Mezid, b'shogig, whatever. Is that an Issa deraisa? Or is that an Issa derabbanan? So the Gemara says that's a machlokes amaroim. Machlokes pligi bar ravacha veravina. Right in the middle, mamish, the middle of lamadala namanal. Pligi bar ravacha ravina. Whether mevashel b'shabbos is an Issa deraisa and Issa derabbanan. So the Gemara asks, b'shleim, if you hold that it's an Issa deraisa, we understand why shechet b'shabbos. Is a machlokes hatanaim whether shchita sheni bri shma shchita lashma shchita. But if you hold shechet b'shabbos only also midrabbanan, so that shouldn't really qualify as shchita sheni bri. That's a simpler reading of the Gemara. So from the by contrast, it appears that shochet labadizot the krubis labadizare is an isa deraisa. So that's a machlekes by the shchita shenuvei shma shchita alav shma shchita. But shochet b'shab is only the rabbanon. The gemara can't understand why should it be labeled as a shchita shenuvei. That's what it says in the gemara. What exactly is the machlekes rabacha veravina? Whether deraisa the rabbanon. So there are really three pshatim. Yesterday I only said over two. They're really you can shchita mkbetz. There are three pshat. So the simple pshat is that the machlekes Ravach Ravina is within Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler. When Rabbi Yechanan, who is it? Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler says that we darshan from a pasuk ki kodesh ilochem ma kodesh osa b'achilah ma'is v'shabes asurim b'achilah. Whether that drasha of Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler was intended as an asmachta or a drasha gemur, not necessarily meaning that they're paskening like Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler. They're just arguing within his shita. What did he mean to say? Did he mean it as a drasha gemura deraisa, or did he just mean it as an asmachta? Other rishonim and the shittim and kubetz say no, it's not a machlekes. It's within Rabbi Yechanan Sandler. They all understand Rabbi Yechanan Sandler said it din deraisa, and Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Meir are talking a knas. That's the gemara in Hanizokin. The machlekes of Yudah Rabbi Meir is a machlekes that appears in so many other instances, where the kansu shog got amazed when the chachamim make a penalty. To an avarian, to one who violated an eisid, that he only make the penalty if he violated the aver b'meizid, or even konsu shogigot to meizid. So Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Meir holds hamavashel b'shabbos is an issue of a knas mid the rabbanon. Rabbi Yechanan Sandler holds that it's a real drasha gemur deraisa. And the machlokes amoraim is which tana to paskan like. Should we paskan like Rabbi Yechanan Sandler that is deraisa, or should we paskan like Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yudah that it's only the rabbanon? Then the shittim, that's an easy pshat. Then the shittim gets his quote, the third pshat, that's very questionable. He says, no, one of the amoraim holds that all three tanoim are learning out from the same pasuk that it's a din deraisa. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yechanan Sandler, everybody meant that it's a din deraisa, and the only machlekes, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yechanan Sandler, is to what extent is the pasuk teaching us that Hashechet v'Shabbos is awesome? The Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah is deraisa, that's the Ma'ilame Hasagas Ben Yadim. How can you say that? It's the Beferish Gemara. It's a Machlokes where the Konsu Shogot Amazed. And a Knas the Rabbanon. The whole Sugi and Hanizokin is against.
And then what does it mean that it's the Chagam or the Rabbanon? So is the word the Rabbanon mean in our Gemara if you want to say like that? Shita.
Chagam or the Rabbanon, the Pasha Pshat is they argue within Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler. Did he mean to say a din deraisa? Did he only mean it as an Asmachta?
No, third
Pshat. The third Pshat is very difficult. Third shot is very difficult. He says
that even according to the third shot, there's a machlokes whether or not they're upon it, according to all the people. The one who says they're upon it would say that that's their
inflammatory. Yeah, the third one says normal.
Yeah,
they're upon it. But how can anybody say they're Isa? The Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Meir meant that din deraisa, and all three, Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, all three meant that it's a din deraisa, and the Yogi Hari Darshan the Pus. That's a difficult. That's a difficult. But the Shittim Kobetzes has all of these three pshat. Okay. But just, what do we see from the Gemara? The simple reading of the Gemara is that Tekruvas Avedizara is at least Osa Bachila. Leave out Bahanoah. Bahanoah is not relevant. Shechita Sheni Ruya, it's enough if it's Osa Bachila. It's called Shechita Sheni Ruya. So the Gemara seems to be pretty explicit that Shechet Lavedizara is Osa Bachila Men HaTorah, and that's why that's called Shechita Sheni Ruya. And you have a Machlek Zab Shimon and the Rabbanon there. And Shechet B'Shabbos, if it's only awesome of the Rabbanon, should not be labeled as a Shechita Sheni Ruya. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. So he mentioned yesterday the Maharshal on the bottom of the page of the Maharshal. Maharshal is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara says if a man is Mekadosh and Isha with the Suri HaNoah, the Rabbanon, there's also in the Mekudeshes. The Chachamim declared it's also B'Hanoah. So they declared that she's in the Mekudeshes. So why is it so difficult if you say over here, Hashechet b'Shabbos is menatar, it's muta. But when the Rabbanon it's asa, some of the Rabbanon we label it as a shechita sheni ruya. Some of the Rabbanon is pata from dalav hay. Menatar, he's really chayv dalav hay because it's a shechita ruya. When the Rabbanon it's a shechita sheni ruya. That was the kasha of the mashal. So we spoke a little bit about that yesterday. So here, Tosfos on Lamedal and Menal, several of the Tosfos in allude to a whole sugya in Chulin. A couple of years ago when we learned Chulin, several years ago, some of you were here. So we started from that daf. We all know the Mishnah, that Basa B'Cholav is Asa B'Bishol, Asa B'Achila, and Asa B'Hanoah. It's a Mishnah in Perikol Abasa Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. The Basa B'cholav is also B'achila Osmano Asa B'bish. In the Chumash it only says Lo Sevashel G'di B'chaleima. Says you're not allowed to cook. It never says it's also B'achila. Never says explicitly that it's also B'ana. So Rashi HaChumash quotes the popular, Rashi made it popular. Rashi quotes that one Tana who says that since the Pasuk appears three times, it's miyutar. So meinu inya labishal, tenehu inya lachila, and meinu inya lachila, tenehu inya lahano. So echad leisa bishal, echad leisa achila, echad leisa hano. Not all the Tanaim agree. Some Tanaim hold that basa b'cholav is muta b'hano. So we don't pass like that. We pass basa b'cholav is also b'hano. But not all the Tanaim follow that Rasha that Rashi quotes on Chumash, that because the Pasuk appears three times, Echad Lebishol, Echad Lachil, Echad Lahano. So the Gemara quotes one opinion in Chulin Daf Kuf Tes Daf Kuf Yudalad Amid Beis. Omer Ravashi, right in the middle of the Omer, Omer Ravashi, Minayin Lebas Bechalav Sheosa Bachil. How do you know the Pasuk in Chumash only says Lo Sevashel? How do you know that it's also b'achila? And after we'll establish that it's also b'achila, then we'll go to the next step to establish that it's also also b'ana. How do you get to the first step? It's also b'achila. Shenemra, there's a pasuk in Chumash that says, Lo sechel kol tayeva. What does that mean? Lo sechel kol tayeva. So pasuk pshat lo sechel kol tayeva is going to list off all the non-kosher animals over there. So it says, don't eat non-kosher animals. So the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't think that it means that. It means something else. Kol she'tiyafti lecha harehu bevaltecha. If you do an activity that's forbidden and it results in something, I told you not to cook basa b'cholav. You went ahead and you cooked the basa b'cholav, so basa b'cholav is a dova hametuav. So the Torah says l'sechel kol te'eva, basa b'cholav is a dova hametuav. So that's how you know that you're not allowed to eat it. The ein li'ala b'achila b'hanoa minayin. How do you know that not only is basa b'cholav basa b'achila? The Mishnah says also b'ana as well. So the Gemara says, well, that's Rabbi Abbo. Machleg is Chizki and Rabbi Abbo. Those who remember from Psochim, when the second parak from Psochim. So Rabbi Abbo says, Aklal, komlokum shenema layochel lasochlo lasochlo, echad isra achila b'echad isra ana b'mashma, unless you have explicit pasuk that indicates that it's muta b'ana, like by Nevela. We spoke about yesterday, by Nevela, it says, what do you do with the Nevela? Lagerish ha'vashach, t'nayin v'achol ha'mochol ha'nochri, sell the Nevela to ha'nochri. So if the Nevela would have been awesome, no, he wouldn't be able to sell it to the Nachri. He'd be getting money for selling the Nevela. So that's the demonstration, that's the proof that Nevela is Muta Bahano. So even though it says, Lo Sechel Kol Nevela, and whenever it says, Lo Yeyocha, Lo Sochlo, Lo Sochlo, Echad Yisra Achila, Echad Yisra, no, that's an exception to the rule. Pasuk said Nevela is Muta. But over here, by Basim B'cholav, it says, Lo Sechel Kol Te'eva. And you have no Pasuk to indicate that it should be Muta Bahano. So since it says Losocha Kol Te'eva, so not only is it Asa Bachila, Asa Bahano as well. So Rashi has an interesting comment on that Gemara. Surprising comment. Rashi writes, Kol she'tiyafti lecha harehu bevaltoichal, oy lomis, you're never allowed to eat it. You shouldn't think that it's only Asa Yom. Like over here, Mevashal the Shabbos, maybe it's only Asa Ran Shabbos, and after Shabbos is over, maybe it's Mutad. But if you cook Basa Becholav, it's Asa Le'olam, Asa Oy Lomis, Becholu En Yonim, Ben shabo baver, ben shaloi baver, kigon ayidei akum. If a guy cooked the basa b'cholav, the guy cooked it, so why is it l'sechel kol te'eva? I would have said, if you have other sources to indicate the basa b'cholav is asa b'achila, asa b'ana, so I would have understood, but Rashi would say, even if a guy cooks the basa b'cholav, it's asa b'ana. But this is, the mocker is l'sechel kol te'eva, kol she'tiyafti l'cha. So kol she'tiyafti l'cha doesn't sound like it means if you violated the avera of cooking basa b'cholav lo sevashel g'di b'chalei mimai, then the Torah gives a penalty, you're not allowed to eat it. The Rashi says no. Rashi says on this drasha, on this mocker, Ravashi's drasha, Tanoim Amoraim, each one gives a different mocker to establish that basa b'cholav is also b'achila also b'ana. So on this drasha of Ravashi that you learn from the pasuk kol she'tiyafti lecha harehu b'bal toichal, so Rashi says it doesn't depend on whether someone violated the Isra Bishul. Even if a cotton, a child before Bar Mitzvah cooked it, or the Kochavim cooked it, it's kol she'tiyafti lecha. So Rashi has an interesting insight here. Tosis has the same comment. Here Tosis has on Kuf Tezvav and Aleph, there in Chulin, a little Tosis, kol she'tiyafti lecha. So Tosis says there are Mishnayis in Bechairis. What do you do if there's a Jewish farmer? In Europe, there used to be a lot of Jewish farmers. In America, also there's a Jewish farmer. So let's say there's a Jewish farmer, and he has animals, and the cows give birth. And the first Vlad that's born is a male Vlad, so it has Kedushas Bechor Behemoth Toira. So we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so what are you going to do with it? So you're supposed to wait till it gets a mum, and then you shecht it, and then you give it to a kohen. Even a Bechor Bal Mum, you have to, there's a Matnas Kuhuna, one of the 24 Matnas Kuhuna. But you have to wait till it gets a mum. You can wait and wait and wait and wait. You can wait a couple of years till it gets a mum. You're not allowed to make a mum. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk called mum layibo. So Gemara darshins, kol mum layibo means when you're makariv a carbon, shouldn't have any mum. Shouldn't be makariv a carbon that has a mum. So the Gemara has that's pshuto shal mikra. When you're makariv a carbon, shouldn't have any mum. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation of kol mum layihayibo. You shouldn't cause it to have a mum. The Gemara has a whole discussion. Amatal mum bekotchen, maybe he's like it. Maybe get malchus because you violated that law. So what if someone was matal mum bepchor bezmanazeh? He's waiting and waiting. It's going to take forever. So he cuts the lips, he cuts the nose off, he cuts an ear off. He makes a mum in the bechor. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to shech the bechor based on that mum. What do you do when korban gets mum? Any korban gets mum. So most of the karbanos, when they get a mum, now you have to be paid it, and after you paid it, then it's yotze l'chulin, and then you can shecht it. And there are two karbanos from the whole series. I'll come on two karbanos when they get a mum. They yotze l'chulin b'li pidyon. You don't need anything. That's bechor ma'isa. The other two psukim mechumish. That it says you don't. There's no pidyon is needed, and you're not supposed to make any pidyon. So if the bechor gets a mum by itself, then you can be paid. If you caused it to get a mum, you did it b'adayim. You were goyrim, or you caused it, or you encouraged the goy to make a mum. So then the Mishnah has a penalty with the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to shech the bechor based on that mum. You have to wait till it develops another mum on its own. So Tosfos says it's clear from the Gemara that penalty is only with the Rabbanon. So they ask, why shouldn't it be a dimin atar? Why not? Why isn't it the same as basa becholov kol shetiyafti lecho? Since he did an aver making a mum, so it should be kol shetiyafti lecho arehu beval toichom. So Tosfos answers that the Chumash, we have Psukim and Chumash, that if a Bechor has a mum, it says in Chumash, you can shecht it chutz lebeis amigdosh. So you can't say that the Cheftze is a Dov HaMetuav. A Korban that has a mum, if it got a mum on its own, there are provisions in the Chumash. You don't say a Korban with a mum is a Dov HaMetuav. You did a Maisa Toeva, you did an Avera, you did... The Gavra did an Avera of making a mum, but you don't say the Cheftza of a Korban that's a Balmum is a Dova HaMetuav. So Tosfos says, this Pasuk, Kol Mum La Yebo, this Pasuk, Kol Shetiyafti Lecho, Lasechol Kol Toeva, Kol Shetiyafti Lecho, Harei Velal Techol. Tosfos is saying the same as Rashi. The Lav only applies when the Chefetz is a Dova HaMetuav. That's what Rashi says right away. Ravashi is deriving from the Pasuk, Lasechol Kol Toeva, you're not allowed to eat Pasuk B'cholov, because it's a Dova HaMetuav, so Rashi. You shouldn't think only if it was cooked by Jew. And if a katan, who's not a Bar Chayuva, or a Goy cooks it, Het HaGomer, it's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs Vinach, so if a Goy cooks it, you might think that it's Mutas. So Rashi says, no. It's called Shetiyavti L'cho, the Cheftza Bas B'cholav is a Dova HaMetuav, even if you didn't violate the Avera. And then Tosfos says, the Cheftza of a Korban Shehumam is not a Cheftza HaMetuav, even if you violated the Avera. That's not a Dova HaMetuav. The Maisa you did is a Maisa Ta'eva. But the Cheftza is not a Dova HaMetuav. So Rashi and Tosfos is saying the same thing. There's a Ritva like that, and Daf Kuf Tezvav, that the only time we apply the din of Kol Shet, Lasechol Kol Ta'eva, Kol Shet Yavti Lecha Hareva Vatoichal, is only if you're talking about an Issa Chalois. If the Cheftza is a Dova HaMetuav. So by Basa B'cholov, Rabashi holds, Torah says, don't create a Cheftza of Basa B'cholov. Because Basa B'cholov is a Dova HaMetuav. The Rebbe Shlom doesn't want to have Basa B'cholov in the world. So even though a Goy is permitted to cook Basa B'cholov, and he didn't violate anything, but when he cooks it, it's a Dova HaMetuav. It's an Issa Deraisa to eat it. And Hatzara Mosen Bechor, when somebody makes a Mum in the Bechor, you did it a Maisa Tei, you did an Avera. But the Cheftza of a Korban Balmum is not a Dova HaMetuav Harai, the Chumash has provisions. What do you do if the Korban has a Mum? So most of the Korban is your Paideh, and it's Yotze L'chulin. And if it's B'chor HaMaiser, it's Yotze L'chulin B'li Pidyon. That's what Rashi and Tosfos say. Yeah. So here is an interesting shaila. Here, Tosis is quoting a chunk from the Gemara, several Tosis in, and Lamadala and Manalpa, quoting from the Gemara there. The Gemara raises an issue. Why shouldn't I say that Hamavashal b'Shabbos should be an Issa deraisa to eat the food that was cooked? You don't need Rabbi Chemenuri, and you don't need the penalty of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah. Why shouldn't there be a din deraisa l'sochu kol te'eva? Kol she'tiyavta l'cha harei b'val teichal. Why don't you say that Hamavashal b'Shabbos is a Dova Hamatuv?
Maybe you could say, because since, let's say someone's a chola, and then you're allowed to do it for them. If they're a chola, like in the tzakano, so you see the chefs that doesn't, is not necessarily mitunov. It's not, it's like, there are times that cooking on Shabbos could be mutter.
Chazer is also mutter if it's pikuach nefesh. Everything is mutter when makom pikuach nefesh. So that, the Gemara raises the issue. Why don't you say Hamavashal b'Shabbos should be an Issa deraisa? Need Rabbi Chemenuri is posted for. Why don't you say that it should be included in Kol Shetiyavta L'chon? Oh, so that's what the Gemara answers. The Gemara says we have the pasuk He Kodesh Vei Maseh HaKodesh. We have a pasuk to say that we don't apply Kol Shetiyavta L'chon. And then the Gemara says, if this is so, regret, and why is that so? Because Chilul Shabbos is an Issa, the person is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It's not that there's anything wrong with the Chefetz. If a guy cooks it, it's fine. And Atar is mutter to ask the guy to cook it on Shabbos. They can't say the Chefetz is a Dova HaMetuv. The way Rashi said and the way Taisa said, they both said the same thing. That the only time you apply Kol Shetiyavta L'cha is if the Chefetz is Metuv, the Dova is a Dova HaMetuv. Just because the person did an Avera, that's not a Dova HaMetuv. So that's what the Gemara answers. This Pasuk, He Kodesh Vei Maseh HaKodesh, the Drosha that the Gemara quotes on Lamed Dalet and Amud Aleph, that pasuk indicates that Kol Shetiyavta L'cha doesn't apply to Maaseh Shabbos because you did an Avera, the person did an Avera, but the Chefetz is not a Dova HaMetuv. So that's why even if you hold like Rabbi Chemenuri that you're dealing with an issue deraisa, but it's not learned that from the other pasuk. This pasuk sheds light on the other pasuk that it's not included there. And then the Gemara says a Kal V'chomer. If Shabbos, which has an Issa Skila, and it has an Iser Kares, and it's still not included in Kol Shetiyavta L'cha. So certainly more so if a person is Chosen Pipara B'doshpo. He muzzles the animal while the animal is preparing all the food. Or the person is Choresh B'shara Chamar Yachdov. He plants something in the ground with the assistance of having violated that Avera of Lasachresh B'shara Chamar Yachdov. So the Gemara says over there, there is no Dova HaMetuv. The person violated an Avera of Lasachesh B'shara Chamar Yachdav. But you don't say the food is a Dova HaMetuv. Or the person violated Lasach B'shar B'dishai. So the Gemara has, and Tosfos has a whole list of Isurim where it's a Pu'ulah HaAsura, but there's no Chefetz HaMetuv over there. So in all those cases, we know it's a Kal V'chomer from Shabbos. Madach by Shabbos, we have the Pasuk, He Kodesh Vei Maseh HaKodesh. That Amavashal B'Shabbos is not included in the Lav and Lasach Kol Te'evos, the Kal V'chomer, all of the others where it's less chomer than Shabbos. There's no Kares by Chosen Pipara, and there's no Skila. So it's certainly over there, if it's only Issur Pu'ulah, it's not an Issur. It's not an Issur Chalos. It's not an Issur Nechefta. The Chefta is not Metuv. So for sure, they're not included in Lasach Kol Te'evos. That's the Gemara. So that's what Tosfos was alluding to. Yeah, so that's the question. According to Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, maybe the Pasuk Kodesh, just like Kodesh is Asa Bachila, so to Maaseh Shabbos is Asa Bachila. If you hold that it's a Droshe Gemura Deraisa, so maybe the Pasuk tells us that Hamavashal B'Shabbos is an Iser. Is a Dova HaMetuv. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan Sandler will distinguish between the various Malachas, the 39 Malachas. So maybe some of the Malachas are an Iser, not to bring about a certain result. Another malach is anisa, not to do a pula. Let's say, would Rabbi Yochanan Sandler say, if a person carries, Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and the person carries the matzah in a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa to the location where he's going to have the Seder. he violated an Issa Deraisa. So would he say that it's an Issa Deraisa to eat the matzah because you violated Hoitzah? Probably not. Only by Mevashel B'Shabbos. That's a Rashbo and Shabbos. In the back of the Gemara, in the Haggos of Rav Shlomo Eger, the Gil Yamashah, he quotes a Rashbo in the beginning of Rav Lezer de Milo. Masechus Shabbos, that the Rashbo says like that. Rav Yechanan Sandler only says on Mevashel B'Shabbos, the food became edible now. It's Roy Lachila. So there you have an Issa Deraisa going to Rav Yechanan Sandler. But he would never say that if he just carried in the Mishus Rabim and you brought the food to the location where you want to eat it. Because there it's an Issa Pu'ula, and this is an Issa Chaloz. This is a Dabah HaMatuav. Yechanan Sandler distinguishes it. This is a Dabah HaMatuav. The other one is not a Dabah HaMatuav. It's not a Toiv. It's just an Issa. The Pu'ula is a Pu'ula HaMatuav. And you can't say the Cheftz is a Dabah HaMatuav. So maybe we should distinguish within Hilchos Shabbos that the various malachas, some of them are in Issa Chalois and some of them are in Issa Pu'ula. That's how some Achronim distinguished. Yer Sameach last year. When did we learn Shabbos? Last year. So we learned Yer Sameach has such a distinction regarding Marbe Bishurim. They think that sometimes Marbe Bishurim, some malachas Marbe Bishurim is their Isa. And other malachas Marbe Bishurim would only be an Issa Derabon. It wouldn't be an Issa Deraisa. Depending whether it's only an Issa Pu'ula or an Issa Chalois. So he distinguishes between the various malachas. Yeah.
But then, according to Yochanan Sandler, would he say that if a guy, let's say, cooked on Shabbos, that it would still be asur to eat?
Could well be. L'chair. If this pasuk sheds light on the other pasuk, this includes, he asked the question, why didn't he get twice Malkus? So maybe you have to say this pasuk is just Megala on the other pasuk that this is included. Amavashal B'Shabbos is included in L'Sech Kol Teyev. So then, even if a guy cooks it, it should be also b'achilah min ha-Torah on Shabbos. Yeah, but that's problematic because he only says it if you did it b'mezid. Bechan Asano himself says only if you did it b'mezid. If you did it b'shogeg, they would say, how can you say it's a dovah hamatuav? If he does the chilah Shabbos b'shogeg, he's chayv chatas. It is an aveira. So you ought to say it's a dovah hamatuav. So it's not a dovah hamatuav. You see, even Rabbi Yechanan Sandler, he didn't mean to say that it's included in L'Sech HaKol Teyev. It's taken not. It's not a Dabah HaMatuav. The Pu'ula is a Pu'ula HaMatuav. You can't say that this Pasuk is Megala and the other Pasuk, that it is included. It's not included. Once the Gemara comes to L'Sech HaKol Teyev, it doesn't apply to Melech HaShabbos. Even according to Rabbi Yechanan Sandler. L'Chervi, yeah. You can't say like that, that if a Nochri cooks the food, it's also min ha-Torah. It's not shaykh to say like that. Yeah. Fine. So again, so the Braisa had three cases. Again, the Braisa was Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. There were three cases where it sounds like there's a machlekes from Meir Nachachamim, but they chayv dala behei. Gana v'tavach b'Shabbos, gana v'tavach l'avodah zarah, gana v'sharanis kol tfocha. Yeah. So if you hold the machlekes is dover whether shchita sheni ruya, shma shchita alat, so then you have to remove. You have to remove Gana V'Tovach B'Shabbos. Because that's not a Shechita Sheni Ruya. That's only Osama the Rabbanon. If you hold it's only Osama the Rabbanon, so the Machlek is only on two cases. Only on Gana V'Tovach L'Avod Zara, because at least Yisra Achila is Min HaTorah. Maybe the Yisra Anor is Min the Rabbanon, but you have to be assuming the Yisra Achila by Tikruvus L'Avod Zara is Min HaTorah. And Gana V'Sharan Niskala T'vocha, because Sharan Niskala is Osama Min HaTorah. If you reject that pshat and you learn we go talking Taveach HaYidei Atzmo, not Taveach HaYidei Acherim, like Rabbi says, the last line, Rabbi Omar, Taveach HaYidei Atzmo, and the Machlokes is what you say, Kom Levi the Rabbine by Knas or only by Momen, because the original Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim just says, Mosan Yiyah, that you don't pay the Mevelotis. That the Mevelotis is not Kapora, and it's not Knas, it's Mammon. So the Chumash only teaches who come Levi the Rabbine, Misa Patas from Mammon. And that's the Machlokes, Amen HaChachamim, whether Misa Patas from Knas or not. You say, Chidushu Shechidshu Torah B'Knas, come Levi the Rabbine doesn't apply or not. So then if you say like that then Ganav Sharan Niskal, there's no come Levi the Rabbine. So you have to say the Machlokes doesn't go. And Ganav Sharan Niskal. It's only Machlokes on the other two cases. So, Bain, according to the Gemara and Lamed Aleph, according to the Gemara and Lamed Aleph, Only two out of the three cases is there a machlekes. According to the Tchilas HaSugya, according to Reish Lakish, is pshat. The machlekes is only Taveach HaYidei Acherim. And it doesn't apply the Gan of Taveach B'Shabbos, because Malach HaShabbos, Maisa HaShabbos is only the Rabbanon, so it's not called Shechita Shein Ruyah. And according to Rabbah, the machlekes doesn't apply to Gan of Sharan Iskan.
Why? Because there's no Knaster? There's no Dalvet?
No, that's the machlok. No chiyuv misa.
No
chiyuv misa. So there's nothing to discuss whether this comes like the rabbi now. So everyone would agree. There's no room to have a machlokes. The chiyuv misa is only tovach b'shabbos and tovach l'avodizar. But shochet shoran iskol, there's no einish misa. So there's no comes like the rabbi now. So according to Rabbah's pshat, there's no machlokes by shoran iskol. And according to the whole Reish Lakish's pshat, the machlokes doesn't apply to Tavach B'Shabbos because it's not a Shechita Shein Ruyah. Okay? So the Machlek is only on two out of the three cases. Fine. So then the Gemara wants to understand, but it was mentioned in the Braisa. Ganav Shoran Iskan was mentioned in the Braisa. So what's the Shaila over there? What's the Shaila over there? According to the pshat that it's a machlokes by shechita shein ruuya, so the machlokes is only two out of the three cases, not tovach b'shabbos. So which are the two cases where there is a machlokes? Avodah zarah and shoran iskal. So the Gemara asks, shoran iskal is already osa b'hano. So the Gemara asks, since it's osa b'hano, shoran iskal lavdi dehu. The Kotovach. It's also Bano, it's either in Shaloi, or he's not mafsin him anything. So the Gemara says, why should he be Chayiv? So the Gemara, fine, it's a machloikis, whether Shechita Shein Ruyah, Shema Shechita or not, it's a Shechita Shein Ruyah, but the whole thing doesn't make sense. Lav de More, lav di de Kotovach. What are you talking about? So Rabbah gives a fantastic pshat. Rabbah himself doesn't hold from this pshat. Rabbi gives the other pshat, that the machlokes is not shechita shein ruyah. Rabbi himself, that's the question. Are they, everything here is Rabbi, or maybe one of them is Rabbi? Mm-hmm. But the way it's printed by us, everything is Rabbi. Rabbi himself learns that a shechet al deyatzman, the machlokes is kom lebe de rabbinei, whether misa patas from knasana. But here Rabbi is patching up the original pshat of Reish Lakish. So what does Rabbi say? Pshat hochma askino, we're talking about a case, gonshi mesora l'shaymer, the owner of an animal gives the animal over to a shomer, and the animal is not yet shoran iskal. And then what happened? The shomer was negligent, or was not negligent, whatever. The hizik beveis al shomer. What do you mean, the hizik? I mean, it killed someone, not a hizik. The behemoth killed an adam. It's a little hizik. Hizik means it made a damage. Over here means it killed an adam. Then what happened after Hizik Bebeis HaShemer? V'dig Mardina Bebeis HaShemer, the Bezn made a Gmardin. And after Bezn made a Gmardin, a Gnova HaGanath Bebeis HaShemer, then the Ganav stole it. Ganav stole it after the Gmardin. So what's the Machlokes HaTanoim? So Rab Meir holds that Yechayev, Rab Meir Sovalok Rab Yankiv, Vesovalok Rab Shimon, Sovalok Rab Yankiv Dama, there is a din in the Mishnah. If a ganav steals something, so there's a din. A pasuk in the end of Chumash Parshas Vayikra, Heishav b'sagzeila asher gozal. The ganav has to restore the object. What if the object is not available? So if it's ovad, so he has to pay the value. Kol gazlanim mishalim k'shas agzeila. He pays how much the item is worth at the time that he stole. But if the thing is still beyond, then he gives it back. He has to give it back. He can't say, I don't want to give it back. What if the chayfitz is worthless? At the time that he stole it, it was worth a fortune of money. Let's say the ganav steals tons of bread. He steals it on Purim. He steals all his hametashen, and then he keeps it over Pesach. And then he still has the hametashen, so he gives it back. Yeah, but after Pesach, it's worthless, because it's chametashen over Pesach. That's also b'hanah. So the Mishnah says, Gozel chametz va'ava olav ha'pesach, oim olay harishalach lefanenu. He can give it back. The din v'heisha v'sagzela she'gozel requires he has to give it back the end. It has a chumra and a kula, has a chumra. He can't say, I'm going to keep the hametash and I'll pay you $200 for all the hametash, how much it was worth. So he has to give it back. And then it has a kula in it, that Ganef gets away with shtick. If he returns the bien, if it's still bien, then even though it went down in value, it's worthless. It's chomet shav ala pesach. So the Mishnah says, you give back chomet shav ala pesach, chomet ala heresh alach lefanech. What happens if the chayfetz is nishtana? If a shina occurs? Let's say the Ganef stole a sweater that wasn't that's just made from wool, and then he dyes it a color. So if he puts in dye, that's called the shinui. Or he steals a bookcase that was never painted, and he paints it a different color. So once the ganav makes a shinui, so the ganav is kaina, and then he's not obligated to give back the same thing. He can say, I want to keep it because I was kaina b'shinui, and he has to pay the value. And if it went down in value, let's say he stole flour. Let's say he stole chametz diga flour. All the flour today is assumed to be chametz diga flour. All the flour is bleached. And the way they bleach it, it probably is chametz. Already from the 1500s, they bleached the flour in such a way that it's probably all chametz.
What does it mean, bleached? What does bleach mean?
Bleach means that it's washed off with water. That's called lesisa. In the days of the Gemara has a machlekes. Is it permissible to do lesisa? When you take kernels of grain, you grind them up, so there's going to be a lot of dirt on it, so your matzahs are going to look black. They're going to look very dirty. And if you wash off the kernels of the grain beforehand, so then the matzahs are going to be white matzahs, nice clean matzahs. But the Gemara says, a machlekes, some hold you're not allowed to wash off the grain before you grind it up because it may turn into chametz. So one opinion is that it's a mitzvah to do lesisa and to see to it that it doesn't become chametz when you wash it off. And that's the mitzvah of ushmarta masa matzis. Shmura means to do a risky activity with the grain. Before you grind it up, you wash it off. And one says it's usa to do lesisa because of shmarta masa matzis. One says it's a mitzvah to do lesisa. One says it's permissible if you want to, you may. So we paskin lachatchila, you shouldn't. But a b'dieved, if you buy kemach min ashuk, if you have no choice, if you buy kemach min ashuk, they had lesisa. So mikra din, you can use it for matzah. But since the 1500s, they do the lesisa differently. Instead of just having all the kernels of grain on a board and pouring water on quickly and then wiping off all the stuff and drying it off in the sun, they soak it in water for a couple of days. They soak it in water. And now the shtick in America is that they want to make more money. So after they grind it up, then they pour in droplets of water into the sack of flour, and they're charging you as if they're giving you 5 pounds of flour, they're giving you 4.8 pounds of flour and 0.2 pounds of water. This is a big scandal around 15 years ago that the federal government penalized all of the flour companies. They found out that they're all doing the shtick. They're putting in droplets of water into the flour. So that's a hashash of real chametz. They put in, and the water doesn't disappear. The water remains there. The water remains there. They put in as much water as possible that the customer shouldn't be able to detect that they had put in water. So let's say I stole chametz dika flour, and then I made a shinui. I took the chametz dika flour and I baked cakes and cookies and I put them in the freezer, and I don't want to give them back. I want to keep them. So the din is a shinui kaina, so you can keep it. What if I do want to give it back and it's worthless? Because it's chametz shav alav pesach. So the Mishnah says, gozel chametz, I stole chametz that was of value, it was mutabano, and then over la pesach, and it became also bano biyad hagazlan biyad haganef. So still a din is omela haresh alach lefanech. I can give it back, and I don't have to pay. Why is that? It's mamish worthless. It's mamish worthless. So the Gemara in Gittin and Perek HaNezaken has a discussion. So the Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim. What's the din of hezek shena nika? The Mishnah has three cases: hamitame v'hamidame v'hamenasech. We mentioned the other day, the Mishnah is Arba Ovis Nezikin, then the Braisa of Raboshi quotes there are 13 Ovis Nezikin, then Rav Chiya says there are 24 Ovis Nezikin. And the Braisa Rav Chiya is 24 Ovis Nezikin, he includes the three, Hametame, Vahamedame, Vahamenasach. So the Mishnah says, if I was Metame, someone else's Trume, or as I was medame, I mixed in truma into the chulin, so now I devaluated it. It can only be eaten by kohanim. The menduva can only be eaten by kohanim, so it's less by kohanim tohrim. It's worth less money. So I was mazik the other person, but that's a hezek shein anika. So the Mishnah says, if I did it b'mezid, I have to pay, and if I did it b'shoigig, hametame v'hametam anasach, b'mezid chai b'shoigig potter. So the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim, how to understand that din. Usually the halacha says, adamon le'olam bein b'shoigig bein b'mezid, adam ha'masik is chai v'im b'shoigig. So man ishtana over here. So the accepted psak halacha is, hametame v'hametam v'hametanasach is not chai min hator, it's only a knas min the rabbanon, but lo kontzu shoigig oto mezid. They only penalized them b'mezid. They didn't penalize b'mezid. They didn't penalize b'shegeg. That's hezek shein anika. If I smash your window and you ask a goy, what did he do? He says, he smashed his window. It's worth less. So that's a hezek anika. If I'm mitame your truma, you ask a goy, what did he do? Didn't do anything. So he took a dead mouse and he touched it and he took it away. In common sense terms, he didn't do anything. Api halacha, he did something. Amenasech. Amenasech, he asked it b'hanav. If you ask a goy, did he make any hefsid? The goy will say, I don't see any hefsid. But al-pi halacha, it's a hefsid. So that's a machloikas. And we pass from the hezek shein anikar is only chayim in the rabban and the penalty. And lo kontzu shogig oto mezid. That's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch by Garmi. That was the bottom line in the bottom tesis on Lamed Aleph and Aleph. We mentioned that. That's machloikas Ramban and the tesis, where the dainin and dinin the Garmi. We pass on like Reb Meir against the Chachamim and Baba Kama Dav Kuf. That Dainin indeed in the Garmi is a Taisa Shita is, that's the Psak and Shulchan Aruch. Garmi is only a penalty with the Rabbanon, and you only chai b'mezin. You're not chai b'shoigin. That's the Taisa on the first daf in Bava Basra, that Beis HaMenala. Dainin indeed in the Garmi is only b'mezin, not b'shoigin. The same as Hametame v'Hametame v'Hamenasech. So the Gemara says, now we understand Pshat in the Mishnah. Since Hametame v'Hametame v'Hamenasech is Hezek Shein Anika, Lav Shmei Hezek, so therefore we understand why Gozel Chametz V'Av Olav HaPesach Ha'imolai HaReish Aloch Lefanecha. Why? Because it's a Hezek Shein Anikar, so Lav Shmei Hezek. What's the connection one with the other? If you would have accepted, if you would have adopted the other position, Hezek Shein Anikar Shmei Hezek, Emen HaTor Yechai V'Ametame M'dame HaMenasech. It's a different reason why you put the B'Shogeg. Gemara has a different explanation. So then if you would have adapted that shita, you wouldn't be able to explain the Mishnah why Gozel Chametz V'Av Olav HaPesach Ha'imolai HaReish Aloch Lefanecha. But now the Mishnah does make sense. What's the connection between the two? So the different opinions in the Rishonim. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has in his Sefer the following beautiful pshat. It's based on a Rambam. The following says, the Rambam seems to have learned the Gemara like this. If the Gozlan stole something and he made a shinoy on it, so shinoy is kaina. So Shina is kind of both Lechumer and Lekula. Shina is kind of, and the Gazlan cannot give it back and say HaReish Aloch Lefanecha. If it depreciated in value, after the Gazlan was kind of Bishino, he can't say HaReish Aloch Lefanecha, it's not Shaloch. The Eishav is HaGzela, Asher Gozal is only if it's Kein Shegozal, if it's still in the state that it was at the time that he stole it. But if the Chayfetz is Nishtane, so it's not called Kasher Gozal, Heshvan say, Asher Gozal is Ke'en Shegozal. If it's Nishtane, there's no din of Heshvan. Not Mechuyev to give it back. He can keep it if he wants to. And he can't stick the Nigzal with it. He can't say, HaReish Aloch Lefanecha, even though it's worthless now. What if the Chayfetz was Huzak? What if the Chayfetz was not Nishtane? What if the Chayfetz was Huzak? So the Rambam has this funny din. The Rai Vereskan, the Rambam, what in the world is he talking about? But the Rambam understood this from the Gemara. The Rambam says if the Gazlan stole the Chayfetz was not Nishtane, but it was Huzak. So then the Rambam says, the Gazlan is Mukhiv to return it if the Nigzal wants it back. It was Huzak. Huzak. Let's say the Gazlan stole an automobile and he got into accidents. But it still functions, the automobile still functions, but it's worth less because it was Huzak. So the Ganef, let's say the Nignav wants it back. Nignav wants it back. So the Rambam says, the Nignav has a right to say, Hey Shabbat, give me back my stolen automobile. What if the Nignav doesn't want it back because it depreciated so much in value, it's really worthless. And the Gazlan wants to say, Hey Shabbat, So then the Rambam holds that the Gazlan has the right to say Reish Alach Lefanecha.
Gazlan does have the right?
Again, if the Chafetz is Huzak, no. If the Chafetz was Nishtana, then the Gazlan is Kainet, so the both Dinim don't apply. Both Dinim don't apply. The Gazlan is not Mukhi, you have to give it back. If the Nigzal wants it back, Gazlan says, I don't want to give it back, I was Kainet Bishinoi. And if the Gazlan wants to give it back because it's worthless and he wants to get away with shtick and not want to pay, so if it would be nishtana, the Gazlan cannot say Harei Shalach Lefanecha, it's not Shalach, it's Shaloi. The Gazlan was kind already. But if the Gazlan was not kind, Bishina, just the Hezek occurred, so then Rab Chaim shows from the Sifro, from the Torah's Kanim, and that Pasuk, Meisha B'Sag Zeila, that one of the two dinim still applies and the other one does not apply. The Gazlan has no right to say Harei Shalach Lefanecha if the Chafetz says Huzak. It's not called Heshem Sakzela Asher Gozal. It's not Ke'en She Gozal. It's Huzak. It's Huzak. But if it didn't go down in value, it's just that it's a Huzak and the Nignav wants it back anyway. The Nignav would prefer to have it back, even though, despite the fact that it's Huzak. So does the Nignav have the right to demand it back? So the Rama holds yes. Mechuyev to give it back. So the Ravid asks, what's going on here? Manavshach, if the Gazlan can't stick the Nignav with it, has no right to say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. Why? Because it's not Shalom, it's Shali. So if it's Shali, why am I Mechuyev to give it back if he wants it back? The Ravid says the Ramam doesn't make any sense. So Rab Chaim explains in his Sefer what Pshat in the Ramam is. And then if you don't understand what Rab Chaim said, so Rab Elvela Soloveitchik wrote in his Sefer what my father said. He keeps on talking about Herschel. This is the Herschel Stigl term. So he says the Rambam holds a new din based on Adrosha from a pasuk. If the Chafetz Akzel is Huzak, so the Ganav cannot stick the Nigdam with it because it says Chafetz Akzel Asher Gozal. If it's Ancher Gozal, if it's Huzak, he can't stick him with it. But if the Nigdam wants it back, he's not sad about it. He wants it back even though it's Huzak. Then he has the right to demand, give it back, because the Ganef, it wasn't the Shtani yet, it was only Huzak. So then the Ganef is Mukhayef to give it back. So Rab Chaim explains, where did the Rambam get this from? He got it from this Gemara, this Peladiki Gemara in Perek HaNizokin, which all the Rishonim, there are two other interpretations, but this is how the Rambam read the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Mishnah that says, Gozal Chametz Va'ova Olav HaPesach Chayim Alei Harei Shalach Lefanecha is a Haychoche, that's the proof to that Shita that we Paskin like, the Hezek Shein Anika is Lav Shmei Hezek. Because Chametz Shavala HaPesach is just a difference in Halacha. If he asks a Goy, did it go down in value? Goy says, no, it's the same cookies, he put it in the freezer, it didn't get stale, it's wonderful, it's worth the same value that it was worth before. Maybe even went up in value. Alpi Halacha it says that it's also about Chametz Shavala HaPesach. So if you would have held that Hezek Sheina Nika Shmei Hezek, then Gozal Chametz Va'ova all about Pesach would have been a Chafetz Shehuzak. It's not Nishtana, a Shina didn't occur, that's for sure, there's no Shinoi, but it's a Chafetz Shehuzak. And then the Ganav would not be able to stick the Nig in the Mesei Harei Shalach Lefanecha. So the fact that the Mishnah says Gozal Chametz Va'ova all about Pesach, a Gozal Behema, V'nig Madina, and it's now Asabano, Oymala Harei Shalach Lefanecha, so that's a Hechacha. The Hezek Shein Nika is not called Huzak. Lav Shmei Hezek. For sure it's not called the Shinoi, but from the Mishnah you see it's not even called Chafetz Shehuzak. So that's why the Ganav has a right to stick the Nignav with it and return it to say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. So that everybody agrees to. That's a Mishnah. Gozal Chametz V'Alav Pesach, that's a Mishnah. And so the Raman quotes that Mishnah, because Hezek Shein Nika, Lav Shmei Hezek Men HaTorah. But the Rabbanon also it's Lav Shmei Hezek. The Rabbanon, they said, you have to pay. Hametame v'hamedame v'hamenasach has to pay because you are mafsid him. But they never declared that it's Huzak even in the Rabbanon. It's not Huzak. It's not a Chafetz Shehuzak. It's just it's a little depreciated in value. So the Rambam writes, when he quotes that Mishnah, if the Ganav stole Chametz v'avavavav Pesach, v'amalah harish alach l'fanecha, he says, who are dinami? If the Ganav stole a behemah and it became Nigma Dina Lemisa, he can give it back because it's a Hezek Shein Anika, Osabano. Let's go, Goy, did anything change? Goy say it's the same behemah as it was before. Nothing changed. There's no Shinoi. If I stole a behemah and it became Nigma Dina Lemisa, so there's no Shinoi. You can't say Shinoi is Kaina. And since we pass Hezek Shein Anika, Lav Shmei Hezek, so it's not called a Chafetz Shehuzak, either. So everybody should really agree with Rav Yankov. So why it was all of a sudden over here there's a machlokes hatanoim between Rav Yankov and the Chachamim, whether the shomer hechzer shomer lebeis baile muchzar, can the shomer say haresh alach lefanecha and be potter over here? So the Gemara in Bava Kama has a whole explanation what's the machlokes. There's a stir in the Rambam, the Lechem Mishnah points out. When the Rambam quotes in one place in Hilchas Genevi, quotes Gozal Chametz va'Aval about Pesach Hamalach Shalach Vanecho. So the Rambam says, "What the Nami stole that animal and was Nigma Dina Lemis, they can give it back and say Arei Shalach Lefanecho." And all of a sudden over here, he paskins against Rabbi Yankov. Right? He quotes over there, he quotes Rabbi Yankov. The answer is the two different issues. The Gemara in Bava Kama gives a whole explanation. What's the story here? Because the shomer was posheya, he should not have let the bezin grab it, because the guy's a shomer. That's a whole different story. Shomer shepasha is going to be chayv. So the shomer, even though the din is, he's supposed to help bezin out.
He was
going to
be posheya and letting him get bezin.
Yeah, yeah.
So why can't he say harishalat? So how does the primer claim?
A ganav can say haresh alach lefanecha because it's a hezek shein and nika lapsh me hezek. So it's not only is it not a chayfet shenishtana, it's not even a chayfet shahuzak. That's what it says in the Gemara. If you hold hezek shein and nika lapsh me hezek, so therefore it's not the ganav, it's not huzak. And memele the ganav can say haresh alach lefanecha. And this machlek is Rabbi Yankov and Chachamim. The Gemara Baba Kama says special machlek is by a shemer. Maybe it's called the pshi on the part of the shemer. So let's say the shomer ran out and he killed someone. The shomer had no way to prevent that. But then the shomer could have prevented the bezin from making a gemar din. So the religion tells us he's a Jewish man. The shomer is a Jewish shomer. The religion tells him, you're mechuyev to help bezin find the animal. That's what the religion says. But he made a deal with his balabas. I'm going to watch your shor and I'm not going to be posheya. So this is an act of shia. Even though the Torah is mechuyev that he's mechuyev to help him out. So the Gemara has that discussion, is this considered a pshi on the part of the shomer or not? Special, it's a machlekes in Hilcha Shomer. Maybe Mikoyach Hilcha Shmira, he was posheya, because Engam Medina Shoshar Ela Befonav, so he should have hid the shor. It's a question, Engam Medina Shoshar Ela Befonav. Befonav means Befnei Hashor, or Befnei Balo Shor. Befnei Hashor,
that's it. Then he should have ran away, whatever.
Yeah, so the simple reading of the Gemara, the way it says in our text, our printed edition in Bava Kama, Engam Medina Shoshar Ela Befana means Bifnei Hashor. So why did the Shomer let Bezin take the shore? He should have hid the shore. The Shomer should have chased the shore Arak Leili Agma. He should have hid him somewhere in a swamp. According to the Torah, he's Mechuyev B'yat Torah Mikabecha, but he made a deal with the Bailim beforehand. He's going to watch the shore. So the Gemara says that's the pshi. You look in the Rambam maps, the Rambam understood. En gom dinu shoshor ela bifonav means bifnei balashor. The Rambam doesn't write bifnei ashor, it says bifnei balashor. So it means the shomer went to bezin. Idiot, moron, who told you to go to bezin? Stay home. So the religion says you mechuyev to be out of Rambam kebecha. He's supposed to help bezin out, but he made a contract with the Bailim beforehand. He's not going to be posheya. He's going to do whatever he can to watch the shor that it shouldn't lose its value. So that's a machlek zab yankev in the rabbanim. If the bezin could have made the gemar din without the shomer, if the din is gomer din shoshor shelo b'fanav, so the shomer wasn't posheya at all. So then everybody would agree. They can say harish alach v'anecha. Everyone would agree. But if you hold the in gomer din shoshor elo b'fanav, either b'fnei hashor, the way it says in our gemara, so b'fnei balashor, the shomer had to go. The way the Rambam quotes it, so then we consider it that the Shomer was Pashay over here. Yeah. So that's the Machlokes Hatanaim, that he considered the Shomer that he was Pashay. That's what the Lechem Mishnah points out there. It seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam, but he says it's not really a contradiction. In one place, the Rambam is quoting the Din Hezek Shein and Nikar, Lav Shmei Hezek, so Goz Hol Chametz Va'Ova, all about Pesel, Ay Malai Harei Shalach L'Fanecha, that's a Mishnah. And the reason for the din in the Mishnah is because Hezek Sheninika, the Gemara says, the reason for the Mishnah is that Hezek Sheninika, Lapshmei Hezek, so not only Gozal Chametz Vavala Pesach is not called Nishtana, it's not called Huzak either. If it would have been Huzak, the Ganav wouldn't be able to stick the Nikna and say Reish Alach Lefanach. So we assume Hezek Sheninika, Lapshmei Hezek. So when the Rambam quotes that din, Gozal Chametz Vavala Pesach, He writes, what the nami, if it's nigmadina, he can say harei shalach lefanecha also. And by the shaymer, that's a new machlokes of Yankiv and the Rabbana, Yankiv and the Chachamim, is that a pshi on the part of the shaymer? If you hold, ain go medina shashar ele bifanav. Either bifanav means bifnei hashor, that's a simple reading of our Gemara, or bifanav means bifnei balashor, the shaymer went to Bezin. Who told him to go? Who told him to bring the shor? He should have hid the shor.
Is Bezin allowed to paskin if it has to be bifnei balashor?
Balashar means the one who's responsible. So the shomer who's responsible for watching the shor, the din is, yeah, abo nichnasu tachas abaylim, is a brisa in the Gemara. Shemachinim ashor nesesachav asercher, abo shomerim, so the brisa says nichnasu tachas abaylim. Originally, the baylim had the obligation to watch his animal that it shouldn't make a hezek. And now that he gives me the behemah, I should watch it, so now it's my responsibility. So if the animal makes a hezek now, I'm mechuyev to pay. And if they want to make a gmar din lemisa, and you hold ein go medina shashor ela bifanov, if you hold bifanov means bifnei balashor, means the balashor who's responsible, so I'm the one who's responsible because abo nichnasu tachas abayim. That's what the Lechem Mishnah points out. He points out both of these, that the Rambam as we have it is, does correspond to the way we have the Gemara. What does it mean ein go medina shashor ela bifanov? In the Gemara it says black and white, and adif bifanov bifnei hashor. The shor has to, you have to bring the shor into the courtroom, and the 23 dayanim have to look at the shor, paskin you achai misa. And the Rambam apparently thought that's a joke. The other Tanoim thought it's a joke also, so they disagree. They say, en gomendina shalodem ela bifonov. I didn't know you can't make a gmardin against the person, ela bifonov. So Rashi there in Bava Kama quotes, adom de lefnehei de la mishpat, a posik en masei. In the end of Chumash Bamidba in Parashas Ma, adom de lefnehei de la mishpat, is the Mokka Ein Gar Medina Shalad the Mele B'Fanav. So the Gemara said, that makes sense by an Adam. You tell him, Yochai Misa, what do you say about it? So you're going to argue out the case, you're a Bardas. But a Behemah is Nishkin Bardas, so what's the difference whether B'Fanav or Shalad B'Fanav? Rabbi Yankiv holds no, Ein Gar Medina Shushar Ele B'Fanav. Even by Shor, you have to have B'Fanav. And the Rambam had a different Girsa, must have had a different Girsa. He has Ein Gar Medina Shalad El Shal Shor. Ele B'Fanav means Bifnei Balashor. So the Shoima was Pasheya that he went to Bezin. He shouldn't have gone to Bezin.
That's what she tells me, maybe with the Machlokas Rambam Ramban that we spoke about, whether the Shor is getting punished or the Baal is getting punished.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we said the Rambam says that the Baal is getting punished.
Right. Okay, so could be. That could be. That could be the Shitas, yeah. But yeah, and our Girsa Nigamar is like the Ramban. Yeah. Our Gemara is like the Ramban. It's not a punishment to the Baal Shor, it's a punishment to the Shor. Yeah. So that's the Gemara. Fine. So that's the issue of Rabbi Yankiv, whether Hechzira Muchsa is the Ganef. Again, somebody gave me a shor to watch. I'm a shayma, some kind of shayma, shamachinim, shamisoch, or whatever. I'm a shayma. And then I was negligent, and I let the bezin make a gmar din on the shor. But Kozman the Shor is still alive. According to Rabbi Yankiv, I can give it back and say, Rei Shalach Lefanecha, and it's not called Pshi on my part. I can say, Rei Shalach Lefanecha. Chacham disagree, no, it is a Pshi on my part. You can't say, Rei Shalach Lefanecha, you're a Pasheya. So the Gemara says, if someone now steals, if a Ganav comes and steals the Shor, Mi Beso Shalach Shemer, and he shechts it, now the Shemer no longer has the ability to give it back. So that's a machlokes, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon and the Chacham. It's the same Tana Reb Shimon on the top line, but has nothing to do with Shechita Shani Ruya. It's a totally different issue here. The issue is, Dava Hagarm Lamamin, Kamam and Dami, Dava Garm Lamamin, Lav Kamam and Dami. What's the case? So the Mishnah in Bava Kama has, you only pay Kefil Dalad Vehei if it's a Shor Shal Chulin. It says, Reyehu. Yishalim shnaim l'reyehu. You pay kefil to a human being. You don't pay kefil to hegdish. You don't pay kefil to hegdish in a mele. You don't pay dalav hei to hegdish either. But what if a person said, Harei alai oila, Harei alai shlomin. And then he designates Harei zel indidri. He designates a specific animal. So he said, Harei alai. So the Mishnah says in Megillah, Ma bein neder l'nedovi. He says, Harei alai is a neder. It's chay b'achrayis. In case this animal will die, in case the animal gets lost, he's obligated to replace it with another animal because it's a harei alai lahavi yoyla, harei alai lahavi shlamim. If he would have said harei zu shlamim and a dove, he wouldn't say harei alai, wouldn't be chay b'achrayis. But if he said harei alai, it's a neder, and then he's mafresh, an animal he designates as ahareza l'nidri. Then a ganav comes and he steals the animal. So it's true, there shouldn't be any kefil of dalad v'hei. The ganav doesn't pay, he stole an animal that's hegdish. And the Torah says, Yishalim shnayim l'reyehu v'lo'ilah hegdish. You don't pay kefil, you don't pay dalad v'hei to hegdish. But here, this is a dova shegoram l'mamen. It's not a dova theoretically, dova hagorim theoretically l'mamen. It's a dova shegoram l'mamen. The ganav stole the animal from me. I was the shayma. Now I don't have any shechzit. Now no longer have the ability to give it back to the original mafkid and say harei shalach lefanecha. So if you put together, if Rabbi Yankiv holds that the shomer can give back the animal, that's also b'hanon, say harei shalach lefanecha, because hezek shein anika lav shem hezek, it's not huzak, it's the original chayfetz, and we don't declare that the shomer was pashaya. That's the whole sugim b'avakam, because gomel dinu shoshal shalay b'fanav anyway. So the shomer wasn't pashaya. So the Shema could have used this animal to give it back to the Mafkid and be off the hook, and he wouldn't have to pay anything. And then the Ganav stole it and shechts it. He made it. It's a Dovash Goram Lamaman. He made me a Hefsit. Right? He stole from Hegdish. He doesn't have to pay Hegdish Kefil Dalavahe. But if he's Mafsid me, I have to be Mafish another animal now, Lidnidri, because I said Hare Alai. So since it's a Dovash Goram Lamaman, so if you put together the two Shitas, you hold like Reb Shimon, Dovra Gamal Mamma Kimam Dami, and you hold like Reb Yankiv, that if the Ganef wouldn't have stolen it, the Shema would have been able to return and say, Haresh Allah Fanecha. Now that the Ganef stole it, the Shema can no longer give it back. So now the Shema has to pay from his pocket. So that's Dovra Gamal Mamma Kimam Dami. So then Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, in such a case, that you would have to pay Kefil Dalad Vehe. So the Gemara suggests, maybe that's what Rameya says. Rameya says that Ganef Shoran Nisko Tvacha Mechorei, Mishalim Dalit Ganav Sharan Nisko Utvachoi, Isa says, not Mechorei. Utvachoi, because it's Isuri Hano. Okay. Utvachoi is Mishalim Dalit Vehei, and the Chachamim disagree. So what's the machloikis? So Rav Meir Shita that you are Mishalim Dalit Vehei. Rav Meir Shita that you are Mishalim Dalit Vehei. It's talking about this case. Rav Meir holds a Dabba Hagarm Lamamin is Kimam and Dami, and the Shomer is losing that because the Ganav walked off with the animal, he shechted it, and he obviously he thinks like Rabbi Yankiv, he could have said Harei Shalach Lefanecha, and he holds that the Shechita Shein Ruya is Shmo Shechita, even though it's a Shoran Niskal, and it says La Yochel Es Besorai. So Ramei holds all these three, the combination of the three factors, Shechita Shein Ruya is Shmo Shechita, Dabra Garm Lamamin is Kimamin Dami. Hechzira Shem Lebailim is Mukhzar. So that's why he came up with the psak that the Ganav pays Kefil Dalavahe in such a case. And the Chachamim disagree. You could have said they disagree on any one of the points. But in the other case, they disagree because they disagree with the Shechita Shein Ruya. The whole Shechita Shein Ruya is Shmo Shechita. So that's why the Chachamim, while the Chachamim poitrim, because the old Shechita Shein Ruya is Lav Shmo Shechita. That's why they're poach. Okay. They could have disagreed for any one of the three Yitzhar. Meir Shechita is based on a combination of three factors. So when the Chacham disagree, they could disagree on any one point. But in the context of the Braisa, they disagree because they hold like Reb Shimon. The Hezek Shein Niker is, they hold like Reb Shimon, the Shechita Shein Ruya is Lav Shmo Shechita. What a fantastic pshat. Wow. So it was on this Gemara that the Tosfos raised an issue. Why did the Gemara have to go so far to say that Rav Meir holds like Rav Yankiv Hechzir Shomer LeBeis Bayis LeMuchzar, and therefore it's a Dava Hagarm LeMamin and Kemamin Dami. Dava Hagarm LeMamin Kemamin Dami. Why don't they just say Rav Meir holds? Rav Meir holds Danin and Dinin DeGarmi. So Medina DeGarmi, if the Ganif steals the animal from the Shomer, he's mafsid the Shomer. The Shomer could have given it back and said, Harei Shalach Lefanecha. So now that the Ganav stole it, so he's mafsid the Shomer. And the Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Kuf that if you hold Deinina Dinin Degami, that's more inclusive than saying, Dabar Gam Lamamin Kemamid Dami. So if it's more inclusive, what do they have to say? The Rameh holds like Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. Dabar gam l'mamin k'mamin dami in obscure shita. You should have said Rav Meir l'tamei. Rav Meir hold dainin didin digami. So that's what Tosfos worked on. They gave different suggestions. All the suggestions are good. Yeah.
Well, why is it more inclusive? Why is Davar Gorlon with the other Rambam more inclusive than the Yig Army?
The Gemara says the reverse.
I mean, why is
the Gemara says Danin and Dinin Gami is more inclusive than Dover Agam Lamam. The Gemara says, which case? Hasarb Staros of Shal Chaver. I have a star that someone owes me $500,000. And he's a character. He's not going to pay the money unless I prove that he knows he owes me the money. But he's going to try to get away with it. If he'd be an honest person, he would pay me back the money, even though he knows that the star was burned. So someone comes and rips up, someone burns the star. And now I can't collect the money because the loiva doesn't want to pay. He knows he's chayiv and he denies it. He says, yeah, prove that I owe you the money. So the Gemara says, Hastor b'shtachayiv shal chaveiroi, the shtachayiv is not worth $500,000. The shtachayiv is a piece of paper. A piece of paper sells in a store 5 pieces of paper for a penny. It's a fifth of a penny. It has that shabbos. Or maybe it has the value. The Shabbos says a piece of paper is a fifth of a penny if they sell 5 for a penny. The Shabbos says a shtar. If the shtar says that in another 5 years I can collect the $500,000, so Mestama, if I want to sell it on the market, so how much would I get for that? So it depends how reliable the loiva is. So people will give me a certain percentage. Like if you have Israeli bonds and you don't want to wait forever to collect it, so you sell it to the Chase Manhattan Bank and they'll give you a certain amount of money. Whenever you have a shachayv against someone else, you have an Israeli bond, and you don't want to wait forever, so there's someone who will buy it from you and then take that risk and collect it later, but it's going to be a discount. So Ramey holds over here, Danin and Dini Gami, many Mishayim say you pay the full amount, you pay the whole $500,000. Gemara says, why? Because that's Dini de Gami. So the Gemara says, if you would hold Davar Agam Lamam and Kimam and Dami, it wouldn't lead you to the same conclusion. That's only Mitam Dini de Gami. Dini de Gami is more inclusive than Davar Agam Lamam. Mitam davar gam lemamen, the shtar chayiv is worth a fifth of a penny, or it's worth a couple of $1,000. But here, midina degami, he paid the full amount. So the Gemara says there on Daf Kuf that dina degami is more inclusive. So if it's more inclusive, so you should have said ramei letaimei, that he holds danin and dina degami. So Tosfos says, in one sense it's more inclusive, and in the other sense is room to argue for care, that davar gam lemamen is kemamen dami, so you can build on that. And you can consider as if the kachim, as if I'm the bala, as if the shemer is the bala carbon, and the shemer has the right to collect the kef of bala behe. But if it's only mitam dinin and dinin gami is a din and mazik, so you don't pay kef of bala behe. A mazik doesn't pay kef of bala behe. Mitam davar garmad mami kimam and dami, we treat the shemer as if he's the bala man, the pikadin, and the mela, not only can he collect the karen, he can collect the kef of bala behe as well. So that's what Tosfos points out. True in one sense. Dina Degami is more inclusive than Dover Gamma the Maman and Reb Shimon Shita, but in another sense, Dover Gamma the Maman is stronger than Dina Degami. Shogi Gemeze, that's Garmi. Yeah, Tosfos holds that Garmi is only made the Rabbanon. Dover Gamma the Maman, Kamama Dami is a real Din de Raisa. Danina Dina Degami is only a Din de Rabbanon. So Tosfos says that's what they want to make it into a Din de Raisa, not just a Din de Rabbanon. That's another answer that Tosfos gave. Tosfos holds that's a weak pasuk. Danin and dina gami is only with the rabbanon, and it's a penalty. So you only pay b'mezid. You don't pay b'shogeg. Same thing. Only with the rabbanon. No, no. Gami means it's a little indirect, but not fully. Gami means halfway between grama and mazik the adayim. So that's only with the rabbanon, and hezek shenin ikar is also only with the rabbanon. So Tosfos made a hashvah, just like hezek shenin ikar. Lav Shmei Hezek is only Chayim in the Rabbanon, so you only pay B'mezid, not B'shogeg. So Garmi is also, Garmi is only B'mezid, not B'shogeg.
Pay B'mezid, let's say, does that mean it's over the Pesach?
He could have given back this bullet cake and the cookies before Pesach. Right. But he decided to wait after Pesach. Right. So it was mezid on his part that he didn't give it back. Yet. Well, he's mezid when he stole it in the first place. He's mezid when he stole it in the first place. Right. That was b'mezid. He had no right to steal it in the first place. You don't have to make it worse to say you could have given it back. He stole it in the first place. He's chai b'yonsen for the minute that he stole it. But if it's still b'yen,
it's become less value now.
Right.
So because it's over a little faster, so it's never going to But if he wouldn't have waited till Avodah Pesach, it would have been Meshuvah as Meshuvah as Gezeila.
Would have been worth the full value.
Would have been worth the full value. So by waiting.
So the Mishnah says that you can return it even after Pesach and say Harei Shalach Lefanecha, even though it's worthless. Even though it's worthless. There's a Nadi Behuda in the Chelek Aleph, Madura Kama. And Madura Kama, Nadi Behuda has a fantastic pilpul on that Mishnah. He says, you only violate by Yerah by Motzei if it's Shalcho u Bishuscha. There's some Rishonim say like that. So this is, the Ganef is only Bishusa, it's not Shalom. And the Nignav is Shalom, but it's not Bishusa. So it's not Osabano. Because nobody violated Bal Yerah by Motzei. So he says, that's the reason why, because it's Mutta Bahano. So they all sent him letters. That's not right pshat. The Gemara said the famous, Gozal Chomes Vala Pesach. It is also Bahano, but it's a Hezek Shein and Nika, Alav Shmei Hezek, and it's not called Huzak. So in the second volume, in Madura Tinyana, he tries to defend what he wrote in the first Madura. The Pashto says that what he wrote is not correct. Maybe what he wrote, it's not correct. We assume the Chometz is also Bahano. Chometz is also Bahano. Even though maybe he's right that no one violated by Rabbi Matz. But the Chometz is also Bahano. And the Mishnah says, despite the fact that it's also Bahano, because Hezek Shein and Nikar, Lav Shmei Hezek, you can say Harei Shalach Lefanecha, that's Beferish. The Gemara interprets the Mishnah like that. What he said is a Harifus. Maybe he's right that nobody violated by Rabbi Matz. It's Elefi Shein and Shalav, it's Elefi Shein and Beshusai, but it's still also Bahano. Even though nobody violated. The original Isser of Chomet Shavala Pesach was instituted as a penalty because people violated Bal Yerah Bal Matzah. But once they instituted it, so it applies even if you didn't violate Bal Yerah Bal Matzah. Even if it's Ein Shaloi, Ein Bishus, says still, that's Chomet Shal Yisrael. Shavala Pesach is also Bahano.
How can you be
Yotzei
Nehesh
Vesetzela,
it's not a Meir Shusa, to do a Chomet Shal Yisrael. Even if I made a king example, now it's mine and whatever. So that's what I'm not saying. I shouldn't be able to be able to be able to be able to give me back.
I mean, I'm getting Hanoh from Missouri Hanoh.
Not even getting Hanoh. It's not mine.
But still, this is the Gzela. So the Heshem is like, I give it back. You're asking, I thought you were asking a question. Now he's gaining benefit from it. When he gives it back, now he doesn't have to pay. So he's getting Hanoh from Missouri Hanoh. Probably is correct. You're probably not allowed to give it back. But the Mishnah says if he stuck him, if he did give it back, and he doesn't care about the halacha, then strictly speaking, he fulfilled the Heshem HaSagzela, and he doesn't have to pay cash. But you're probably right, you're not allowed to give it back, because you're getting Hanoh from the Yisuri Hanoh.
That's not called Hanoh, just removing a loss on his...
Mavriach Ari is not called Hanoh. Okay, could be. You got to work on that to find out. Okay, this is some fantastic daf. Woo. Okay. Yeah. So we learned on the top of Amud Beis, Rabba. What does Rabba say? Rabba disagrees with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan interpreted the Braisa on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis that it's talking to Ve'echa the Acher. So it's not an issue of Kamlei B'der Rabbi Nei. We're not talking about Kamlei Rabbi. The issue is Shechita Sheni Ruya Lav Shma Shechita. A whole different shot. Rabba says no. It's talking Tavechai de Atzmai, and the issue is one of Kom Lebe de Rabinei. Nu, so Mesa Mishalim, but everybody agrees with the Pasuk in Mishpatim, and Mosan Yia, that you don't pay. So the Gemara says, no, that Pasuk goes on Mammon, because the Mevalodis is not Knas and it's not Kapora, it's Mammon. And the Machleg Zaman, the Rabbanan is what they say Kom Lebe de Rabinei by Knas. So the Gemara quotes Rabba L'Tameh, but as the Rabba L'Tameh, the fourth line from the top of Lamed Dalet on the base, Rabba's pshat is Lishitosai, the Omer Rabba HaYigdi Godom Lo Tvacha B'Shabbos Chayiv. If he made the Kinyaginava Nigdi Bechol, and then he does the Tavach Umacher on the Tavach on Shabbos, and it should have been covered with the Kamlei with the Rabbinei. So Rabba says Chayiv Dalet Behei, because Dalet Behei is a Knas. On Knas you don't say Kamlei B'Dam Shchan, it's Chayiv B'Gineva, Kodim Shiobah the Deis of Shabbos. Is chayv in the keren from erev Shabbos, but gone of the tovach b'Shabbos. But if he steals on Shabbos, but the chilul Shabbos, potter. Why? Because the kam lebi the rabbanei potters from the keren. Keren is his mom and it's not knas. And if you're not chayv, the main gneiva. If you're not chayv the keren and tvicha ve'mechira, you're not chayv kefir dalav vehe unless there's a keren. There's no din of base v'gimel. There's a din only dalav vehe. So if there's no chiyuv to pay the keren and no chiyuv to pay the kefil, then there isn't going to be a chiyuv to pay the dalet v'heishan. So this is a strange gemara. What all of a sudden, Rabbi holds like Rav Meir? Rabbi holds like Rav Meir. So it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi writes, "V'Rabbi svira leker Rav Meir." Rabbi holds like Rav Meir. A chiddush. Rabbi holds like Rav Meir that you don't apply kamalei with the rabbinate to a chiyuv knas. Tosfos doesn't learn like Rashi. Tosfos has it in the little Tosfos Dama Rabbi. Aliba de Meir kama v'loy mishum de sava hachan. Not that Rabbi holds like Rav Meir. Rabbi only said it in the first place within Rav Meir. Then Tosfos repeats it again. And the next Tosfos, Yimar Maschal Avol Shabbos, Tosfos repeats it again. Not like Rashi learned that Rabbi svira leker Rav Meir. Rabbi is saying within Rav Meir that that's the din. Fine. Then Rabbi had, that's one din. That there's kam lebe de rabbinei on momen. There's no kam lebe de rabbinei on knas. Within Rav Meir. And Toveach b'Shabbos is an example of Kam le'b'dirabim. Because Shechet b'Shabbos is Chayiv Nisan. Then he gives another case. Gone over Tavach b'Machteres. Potter. Shemen grei v'ein tvich v'ein mechir. Habo b'Machteres is nitan l'hatzila b'nafshet. Nitan l'horgoy. Why? Because the Gemara says we treat him like a roidev. And a roidev is nitan l'hatzila b'nafshet. You're allowed to kill a roidev to save the nirdav. Why do you assume every Habo b'Machteres is a roidev? So the Gemara explains that the Baba Machteris knows that the owner of the house ain't the guy's not going to let the ganav walk off like this. He's going to put up a fight. So the Baba Machteris probably brought with him a knife or a gun to kill him. He's prepared to kill him in case he gives him a hard time pulling off the ganeva. Unless the Gemara says, unless it's clear, imzorach Hashem Sholov, if it's clear like the sun is shining, that the Baba Machteris is not interested in killing the Balabayas, then you don't assume that he has a din of roidev. So when is it clear that he's not interested in killing him? So the Gemara says it depends. If the father's breaking in to steal from his son, the father would never kill his son. And if the son is breaking in to steal from the son would murder the father. That parents have more love for the children than the children have for the parents. We have certain halachas, Hilchas Krevim, Psulim Leid is based on that assumption also. That the parents love the children more than the children love the parents. Okay. So that's what the pasuk doesn't mean imzoch olav Hashem is literally if the sun is shining. It means if it's klor v'detog, if it's clear like the sun is shining outside that he's not boal iskin nefashis, then the Baba Machteris is not nitla tzilun nafshe because he doesn't have a status of a roidev. Fine. But if you don't know one way or the other, you assume that Baba Machteris is considered a roidev, and a roidev is nitla tzilun nafshe, and therefore there's a din of kam lebe de rabbani. That's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. There's kam lebe de rabbani. The Gemara points out there's a big difference between Shabbos. Gemara says it's Tzricha. I need the both members of Rabbah. The first member of Rabbah said that Chilul Shabbos makes Kam Lebe de Rabbinei, and only a mom and not a knas. And the second member he said Baba Machteris makes Kam Lebe de Rabbinei, and again only a mom and not a knas. Gemara says it's Tzricha. The Ashmin and Shabbos. If Rabbah would have only said the first half of what he said, Mishum Disur Yisur Olam. If you catch him 20 years later. Because of the fact he was Machal Shabbos 20 years ago, he gave him the death penalty then also. So that's a real Chiyav Misa. So that I understand is covered with Kam Lebe de Rabbinei. Avol Machteris Disu Shohu, you only have a right to kill him while he's Baba Machteris, while he's doing the Redifa. After he stops being Baba Machteris, that's the end. So you no longer have a right to kill him. So I would have thought that Baba Machteris, there's no din of Kam Lebe de Rabbinei. So Kamash Malo and Rabbah, that there is a din. So that's what Tosfos says. Rabbi discovered America. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin like that. That Abba Machteris v'shiver sakhel and potter. It's a Mishnah like that. So what do you need Rabbi for? That's a very strong kash. How did the Mishnah know that the din is true? This is a very strong svara l'chalek. When the Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim that you have to pay mevilodis im lo yeos and anish yonish, but if it must and yeah, then there's kam lebe de rabbinei. That's because he killed a woman. So if you murder someone, there's Mises Bezna. So maybe Kam Lebe de Rabbin is only because there's a Chiyav Mises Bezna L'Doris. Even if he catch up with the Ganef 100 years later, give him, even if he did Tshuva 1,000 times over, you give him the death penalty even later. The Tshuva doesn't help for the Bezna Shalmat. The Tshuva helps for the Bezna Shalmailam. But over here by Boba Machteres, how do you know that it's Kam Lebe de Rabbin? It's only, it's Nitan Atzila Benav Shalishah. How do Mishnah know that there's a din of Kam Lebe de Rabbin? So there's a Sefer Afike Yam, The author of the Sefer, there was interesting. The author of the Sefer was a businessman, a successful businessman, and then he became a rabbi in his old age. And he quotes conversations that he had with Rav Chaim Soloveitchik and many other Gedolim at that time, in the early 1900s. So he discusses this topic. How did the Tanoim know that this is covered with Kamla? Rabbi knows it from the Mishnah. How did the Mishnah know? So he says the Mechilta has a drasha on that pasuk. It's a beferish drasha in the Mechilta. It says, by Baba Machteres, ein lo damim. What does it mean? Im zorcha lo Hashemesh, damim lo. What do you mean, ein lo damim? How do you translate ein lo damim? So it means he's a garbage dealer. If you kill him, he won't be chayv mitzvah. Because we consider him as if he doesn't, ein lo dam, as if his blood is not circulating. How do you define whether a person is alive or dead? So there's certain professors here who think that it has to do with brain death. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it has to, ki adam hu anefesh. So this is quotes that say, Yerushalmi like that, when the blood is circulating, when the circulatory system is functioning, then the animal is alive. When the blood circulation is broken, so then the organism is dead. So here it says, ein lo damim. The Baba Machteris is considered a garbik til as if he doesn't have blood circulating in his system. So that's one level of interpretation. Ein lo damim, he doesn't have blood circulating, so if you kill him, you won't be chai misa, he's a garbik til.
Damim means money.
And then damim sometimes means money. Damim tarti mashma. Seiladami means if he's shiber sakelim and machteris, he doesn't have to pay money. That's what the Mechilta says on that pasuk. You need a special drasha, ein lo damim, with the two levels of interpretation. Ein lo damim means he doesn't have to pay. It can't be covered with the regular pasuk of kamla b'derabine. It mustn't yiv in a sata nevesh tachas nevesh. Maybe that only goes on ritzicha, where it's isuri iser oilam. Even if you catch him 25 years later, he's still given the death penalty. But baba machteris only nitan lahargai. While he's Baba Machteris, after he stops, not Nitan Harkas. So how do you know that even that's covered with the Kamalei B'Dirabim? Mishnah says it, and Rabbi says it. So the answer is, that's a drasha from the Mechilta on the words, Ein Lo Damim. And Ein Lo Damim, yeah. So this is Tosfos Estakasha. What did Rabbi gives you the two cases. There's a case of Kamalei B'Dirabimene and Mechal Shabbos is Kamalei B'Dirabimene, only Amam and Nana Knas. Then Baba Machteris is Kamalei B'Dirabimene, only Amam and Nana Knas. So why do I need both members? So the Gemara says it's Tzricha. Rabbi had to say both. If he would have only said one, I would have thought that Shabbos is Mishum Yisur Yisur Eilam. Tosfos says even if he catch him many years later, give him the death penalty. It's only Nikdan Lahargah while he's Baba Machteris. I would have thought there's no Kamla with the Rabbi and Kamash Malon that there is. So Tosfos says that's a Mishnah. And Mishnah, it's a Mechilta. So what a rabbi have to tell me a Chiddush that's in a Mishnah? And then it says in reverse, V'yashmina machteres. And if Rabbi would have only said the one half of this story, why Mishum the machtar to Zui Hasra Osai? You don't need Hasra by Bob and Machteres. Abel Shabbos, the Baya Hasra, Shabbos, the Chiv Misa is only if you actually give Hasra. What if you didn't give a Hasra, then there's no Chiv Misa. So I would have thought, Emaloi. I would have thought there's no Kamala with the rabbi in it. So that's why Tzricha, he has to tell me that there's even Kamla b'Dirabimene by Shabbos, even if there was no Hasra. There was no Hasra on Shabbos, that's Tana de Bechizkia. So we know all of this. So what did Rabbi discover in America? That Baba Machteris says Kamla b'Dirabimene is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So this is quotes. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Dafayim Beisam and Allah. A Baba Machteris of Shibra is Hakelim, is Pater. And then and that Shabbos, even if you didn't give Asra, you say, come live with the rabbi, eh? That's Tana the Bechizka and an example. So what do you need Rabbi for? So Tosfos works hard. Tosfos episode, the kasha is better than the answer. Okay, we're not sure exactly what Rabbi discovered here. Yeah, what does Rapapa have to contribute? Tama Rapapa. So Rabbi was talking about Gidi. He's talking about goats. Rapapa comes to tell us the same thing applies to Parah. So the Gemara says, I remember years ago they used to tell this story. They were learning in Yeshiva, they were learning Perek Yesh Nechlan. So there are long Rashbams on Yesh Nechlan. Rashbams are very long there. So he says, Reuven died, then he has five children. It tells you all the five children from Dira Yomeh, how many children have. And then this child is dead, this child alive, and the Yerusha goes this way. So one of the students asked the Rebbe, what if Shimon died? So the Rebbe said the same thing if Shimon died, doesn't have to. So he wrote on this Gemara, who had the Nami Lashimon? Big Kiddush. So that's what the Gemara asked over here. This Amais Shoya. Rabbi Paleaf always used to teach Yesh Nachman. The rest of the Yeshiva never learned it. Yeah. So Rapapa says, Rapapa discovers the Rabbi said about Gidi, so Rapapa says, Hoysa Paragun Uvalo Tvacha B'Shabbos. He said the exact same thing as Rabbi. Chayb Shikvan Eschay B'Gneva, Karim Sheyavala Deyisa Shabbos. There was Kamlebe, there's no Kamlebe, the Rabminei on Knas. He did the Tvicha, the Tavacha Machar is Machayb Knas. So you don't say Kamlebe the Rabminei on Knas. Rapapa is saying the same thing as Rabbi. Kamlebe the Rabbinei only patas from Mammon, it doesn't patas from Knas. But if he did the Geneva Bechol, and he was already in the Schaib, the Karen and the Kefal, then he does the Tvicha B'Shabbos, Kvan Schaib Geneva from before. So Kamlebe the Rabbinei doesn't patas. So the Gemara asks, Paro also lashminan, that Rabbi said the din by Gedi, Rapapa says who the nami lapar. So what did he discover? Shorvaseh has the din of Tavach Machar. So what's the chiddush over here? So that's the Gemara's kasha. Freg the Gemara. Amalei Rabach be the Rabbi the Rasha. Rapapa paro also lashminan. Rabbi only said Gedi. He says who the nami lapar. So what did he Rapapa? The Gemara says no. The first half of what Rapapa said, that's identical with Rabbi, that he didn't say anything new. The second half, the one I didn't read yet, that's the Chiddush. So the Gemara says, no, Amalei. So Ravashi answers, Ravach Beid Rava, the second member of Rapapa is the Chiddush. Rapapa Shulo Asa Lashmina. What's the Chiddush? Salka Daita Hamina Hova Amar Rapapa. There's a Gemara Bar Mitzia Daf Tzadik Aleph. Tosfos kept on quoting that Gemara Bar Mitzia. The Gemara Bar Mitzia has like this: there's a din of Losachs Meshor Bedisha. So Losachs Meshor Bedisha even applies if it's not my shore. What if I rent a shore from someone else? I have to be. I'm not allowed to be mean to the shore. I have to let the. I'm not allowed to muzzle the shore. I have to let it nibble on the food that it's doing the work on. What if I did violate Losachs Meshor Bedisha? I rent a shore from someone else, and I muzzle the shore, and I don't let it eat. So I agreed to pay rent to the guy. Okay, he's renting me a shore for the day, $50 a day. So I need the shore for one day to do the work. So the Gemara says there, I get Malkus because I violated Losachs Meshor Bedisha, because it's Dumya Delabda Hasima. That's the original. That's the Losachs Meshor Bedisha. He gets Malkus. And then he's Mishalem, in addition to the $50 that he said he's going to pay, because he's renting the shore, he has to pay another $5. How much would the food be worth, the average? How much does an animal nibble already when you don't muzzle it? So when I rented the cow and I said, I'm paying you $50, here's the check for $50, it's self-understood, it's going to be $55. The behemoth is going to nibble $5 worth on the average. But I didn't let the animal nibble the $5 worth. So it's self-understood, I'm going to give him $55. $50 in check and another $5 in food. The animal's going to eat. So if I didn't let the animal eat, I'm loike mishalem. I get malchus because I violated losach meshor bedisha, and I paid the $5 that I should have let the animal eat. So frek the Gemara, kam lebe de rab minei, ain on him loike mishalem, how can it be? So the Gemara says it's Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds loike mishalem. Then the Rab Papa says, what do you have to come on to Rab Meir? The only time is an issue if it's biyidna bevasachas. Here, when I rented the animal, let's say I rent the animal in order to do threshing, in order to do work with it, and then I never get to use the animal. I rent an apartment for $1,000 a month, and I never move into the apartment. So I'm going to go to the landlord and say, I want my money back because I never moved in. He said, I rented you the apartment. You had the right to move in. You didn't move in. That's your fault. So if I rent a cow from the Bala Behema, and I say I'm going to pay him $50, and I say I'm going to let the animal thresh. I'm going to thresh with the animal. The animal's going to get another $5 worth. So at the time that I rented the animal, I became chiyuv to give him the $55. $50 in check or cash and $5 in food. So later on, if I do muzzle the animal, I don't muzzle. Let's say I never use the animal to do the work. It's self-understood. I'm chiyuv to give the animal $5 worth of food. That was understood in the first place. I'm renting the animal for $55. We never said it explicitly, but it's muva me'elov. So that's where our Papa says it's not biyidna, because the chiyuv to give the extra $5 over and above the $50 is mishashelu hu dischayvle. When I rent the animal, let's say at the end of the day, I didn't use the animal. I rented an apartment and I didn't use it. So I'm going to go to the landlord, I want my money back. So he says, I gave you the right to use it. So if I rent an animal, I never use it. He's still mechuyev to pay the $50, and I'm mechuyev to pay the $55. You self-understand, I'm going to use it for threshing. I'm going to let the animal eat, because the din is in Chumash. So when I rented it, it was understood. I'm obligating myself to give him $55. So it's not the idna. That's where our papa says. So the Gemara says the second statement of our papa, that's a chiddush. Why? Hoyel the Amar Apapa. Our papa is the one who said in Bava Metziah that there's no issue of kam lebi derab minei. By Seicha Parah Mechavera, there's no issue. How come he's like Misham? Because Mishas Mashiach Uhudi is chayv lei v'mesein esehom. When he borrowed the animal, he became mechuyev to pay $55. $50 in check and $5 in food. So that chiyuv to give the $5 in food was at the time that he rented. And he doesn't begin to get the malchus until he does the violation of the sachsim shabedisha. It's just not biidna. So Hachanami, one might have mistakenly thought that when somebody rents an animal, the shoyl is chayv, when someone borrows an animal, a shoyl, abo shamir. So the shoyl is chayv b'yonsen. So one might have thought mistakenly, mishas she'elo is chayv b'yonseho. One might have thought when I borrow the animal, I have the right to use it, and I'm not paying anything. The agreement is not going to pay. So one might have thought, in the event that a noinus will occur, the chayv b'yonsen is chal mishas mishicha. From the minute that I borrow it, from the minute that he can't back out. Let's say I'd like to borrow your animal. So I say, be happy to lend it to me. And then you need the animal later in the day. So you say, you don't want to lend it to me now. So, but you promised me. I said, but you need it yourself? So you can back out. But the minute I make a kinyan on it, so when the shoyl makes a mishicha, then the bala behema, the mashal, can't back out because he made a kinyan. So one might have thought, Mishas Sheila, from the moment that the shoyl made a kinyan and the mashal can't back out, so the shoyl is now chayv b'yonsen. So I would have thought that he becomes mechuyev b'yonsen b'chol. So even if tovach b'shabbos, even if the shoyl shoots the animal on Shabbos, but he borrowed it on Wednesday, he borrowed it a couple of days ago, b'chol. So I would have thought, just like when he rents an animal, he becomes mechuyev to pay the $50 rental and the $5 worth of food, b'shas mashicha. So I would have thought when he borrows an animal, also becomes mechuyev in onse b'shas mashicha. If an oinus will occur. If an oinus doesn't occur, he gives it back in shaykh. But in the event that an oinus will occur, so one might have thought, based on what Rapapa said, b'shas mashicha hu dischayev b'mezeneseho, achanam b'shas sheil hu dischayev b'yonseho. Kamash b'lon, the second half of Rapapa, that it's not so. That even though the she'ela occurred in the middle of the week, and there was no kam levi d'rabbinei, but the shoyl is only chayv b'yonsen from that time on that the oinus occurs, not from the time that he borrowed it. Does everybody agree with Rav Papa? So the Gemara says later, the Gemara quotes a member of Rava, Omar Rava, the next line, Omar Rava, and then Rava has a statement about if he leaves, if someone died, the shoyl died, and it leaves karka. So the Gemara says, "Ike the masnin lo areisha, ike the masnin lo aseifa." The Gemara says, "Ike the masnin lo areisha, upliga the rapapa." One version is that Rabbah disagrees with rapapa. The other version is, "Vayna the rapapa." He does not disagree. So the two lushainis in the Gemara, whether Rabbah agrees with rapapa or disagrees with rapapa, and the rishainim it's a machlekes. The Rambam and the Ramban machlekes whether you should pass on like rapapa. Or Paskin like Rava against Rav Papa. Yeah. This is a Shaila. On the assumption that Rava disagrees with Rav Papa. And you say, Mishas Shailahu Dischai Beyonseha, is that only Shoyal Ba'onsen? Or is that a Shamachina Bepshia and a Shamasach Begnei Aveda also? It's by all the Chiyuvi Shamran. Shamachinim is only chayv and shia, Shamasoch is chayv and aveda, and the shoyl is chayv b'yonsen. So in all the cases, you have this machlokes, or it's only b'shoyl. So the tzoyse and the nesivus assume that it's a machlokes of all the cases. All the cases of shomrim. That according to Rapapa, the chiyuvim only set in when it happens, when the oinus happens, when the genev aveda happens, when the pshia happens. And if Rabbi disagrees with Rapapa, so Rabbi holds by all the Shomrim from the time that he accepted the Shmir. There's room to distinguish and say it's only a Machloikas. The only time there's a Machloikas is by Shelby Onsen. By the others, everybody would agree that the Chiyuv only sets in later. Okay, maybe we'll continue this tomorrow. What's the issue over here? Tomorrow is Wednesday, so what's this? Okay, Wednesday the Shiur will be approximately normal. Okay, the Shiur is going to be a little late tomorrow. I think they want to say Tillim and the Beis Medrash for one of the students at 12:45. So the Shiur will begin 1 or 1:15 or so.
I just wait around to disrupt that.